You know, I got to ask, you know, and maybe make this comment, but the frantic push for vaccines in the face of growing evidence of the failures of the shots to stop or even slow down the pandemic is, it's malpractice, in my opinion. It is time to deal with what works, treatments, other strategies. But for some, there's only one answer, just one answer. This is a doctor. Keep that in mind as you listen to this.
So exactly, I think in a vaccine mandate would be incredibly important, and not just one for staff, but for students as well. You know, I think there was this narrative that we had seen and heard at the beginning of the pandemic that children are not that affected by COVID-19. But as you mentioned, we're seeing, even in this surge, we're seeing hospitalizations here in New York City increase up to 4 times. And then we're in the holiday period, children are going to be returning to school, right? And schools are not inherently safer. They're safe if we have a multi-layered strategy in schools. And that includes masks, as you mentioned, but also getting everyone vaccinated.
It's a meaningless statistic. Hospitalizations are up 4 times. What does that mean? It went from 1 to 4. It went from 2 to 8. What does it mean? It went from 8 to 32 total. I don't know what that means. The fact of the matter is, the woman from CBS had exactly right. If you're 18 or under, the chance of you having a serious outcome, hospitalization, death from COVID-19, 1 in 1 million. 1 in 1 million. As she pointed out in her comment here earlier, you're more likely to get injured or killed in a car wreck on a road trip at 1 in 1 million than you are from COVID-19. All right. Meanwhile, Democrats are going to switch gears and make early 2022 all about legalizing the theft of elections going forward by prioritizing federalization of the elections, even though it is clearly unconstitutional and unpopular with the voting public. This is where we're going in early 2022. You see, the Build Back Better died on the vine. But they think maybe they can make Joe Manchin atone for his sins against the Democratic Party by allowing Washington to dictate to the states how elections are going to be handled at the state level, which, by the way, is not what it says in the Constitution, but it's what they're pushing for in Washington. Listen to this from Dick Durbin, Senator of Illinois.
The voting rights of every American are at stake here. And what we're saying is, if you want to stop legislation to guarantee every eligible voter has an opportunity to vote, then for goodness sakes, do more than just phone in your opposition. Stand at your desk and defend your position and be prepared to do that as long as necessary. If you want to do this by absentee ballot on your own situation as a senator, that's wrong. Have a talking filibuster which says if you believe it, stand up and defend it. Otherwise, don't stop the progress of the body.
So let me be clear. Absentee voting by a senator is wrong? Oh, the irony of that comment. But the whole world can vote absentee in America. Anything less than that is stealing the rights of voters. Although, not one country in Europe out of 47 allows that. Canada doesn't allow that. Mexico doesn't allow that. In all those countries, they do require one important thing, voter ID. So this idea that the voting rights of every American are at stake is hogwash. Complete crap, frankly. Is it difficult for you to vote? Not for me either. It's not difficult to vote. It's easy to vote. And they give you so much time in so many places and so many ways to vote. It's pretty easy. So this idea that somehow it's difficult or people are being disenfranchised or having rules and guidelines about voting is somehow disenfranchising people is completely absurd. 47 countries in Europe figured it out. Our neighbors to the north and south figured it out. And to say and to suggest somehow that voting in America is difficult is absurd. And that having guidelines and having voter ID requirements somehow disenfranchises people of color, because it's always about race and racism. It's a lie. It's a blatant, unabashed lie. Now here comes the queen of gaslighting. The queen of gaslighting herself, Stacey Abrams, who thinks, by the way, she's governor of Georgia, and is saying there is nothing political about the push to have the federal government take over all aspects of elections at the state level. But it's not a partisan issue, you see. Yeah, okay. Here's what she said.
But what's most important is that we stop framing this as a partisan battle. This is not about partisanship. This is about patriotism. It's about American citizens, regardless of who they choose when they enter the booth, that they have the ability to participate in our elections, and that on the other side, that their votes are actually counted by those who are responsible for determining and announcing the outcome of elections. This is about protecting voters, but also protecting the foundation of our democracy and not allowing it to be subverted by those who would erase the voices of the people in order to achieve their political ends.
I am truly looking forward to Stacey Abrams losing again. Is that terrible? No, I look forward to her being rejected by the voters of Georgia for the second time. She's earned it. I wouldn't elect her to be dog catcher. I wouldn't elect her to do anything in my state government. I reject her utopian, centralist, socialist policies. I reject those ideas of Marxism and Leninism. I reject it completely and across the board. You see, I'm an American. I believe in freedom, but I also believe in responsibility. I believe it's your responsibility to go vote. It's your responsibility to learn about the candidates and educate yourself and figure out where your voting place is and your precinct and go vote there. I don't think somebody needs to come to your house and knock on your door and say, hey, can you please vote? No. Get off your ass and go vote. Is that too harsh? Too bad. Suck it up, Buttercup. Now get out there and vote. Let's see here. I'd like you to support GruberHealth.com. That's where we'll go. GruberHealth.com. I keep saying it, but I want you to, we're heading into a new year now. As we embark into a new year, I want you to know that your health is my concern. Should be yours as well. It's free to look. GruberHealth.com. I lost more than 40 pounds. So glad I did. Never went back there. All those pants got thrown away. That was expensive and well worth it. GruberHealth.com. You go check it out. We'll talk soon about that again. This is the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back with sports.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.